it's not official on how long CJ will be out, but I mean, just kind of how big a role does he have in this offense, just with what he does carrying the ball, but also in pass protection and just kind of, I think, one of the leaders of this team.
Yeah, he is a leader of this team, and it's a big role, you know. We don't know the timetable right now, but he will be missed, you know, from this game and on the rest of the season if it comes to that. You know, he's deserved to, you know, be around. You know, he worked hard for the contract. He'd been playing great last season, playing great this season, and but we'll miss him for sure.
It's part of the game, but anytime you see a teammate, I mean, you got to feel for him. Does it take a little bit to kind of wrap your head around it, and or you guys just use it as part of the game?
It's a part of the game for sure, but if you see anybody get hurt, especially, you know, your teammate, your brother, it kind of hurts you, and you don't wish that. You know, I remember this past game I saw the right tackle get hurt, and you don't wish things like that. And now to see one of your guys to get hurt as well, you know, we don't wish that, because all the work they put in and, you know, throughout offseason and over the years, and, you know, now they got to, you know, build back and try to come back and be the same guy.
Booker and Bibbs, what's your confidence level in them?
Confidence is high. Both of them got potential to be number one backs in this game. Both of them run the ball hard. You know, they're different backs. But Coach Stouffville will have them guys ready to go when it's game time. Game time, and, you know, we're not going to drop. We're not going to stop a step. You know, we're going to do everything we've been doing. And, you know, they'll be behind us as well.
DT, the second time you see a corner in a season, does it get any easier kind of knowing what they're doing?
Not when you play zone. It's totally different. You know, I see if we play, you know, against our defense, which play man most of the time. But you never know. You know, people switch it up every week against us.
You're playing a team that you played 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if that's ever happened in your career. Does it make it easier or is it harder?
Well, it's neither one. It really don't matter. It's just, you know, of course, we lost the first time. You know, we've been working hard to put the work in to try to go out and win this next week. So, you know, it's easier to, you know, to go out and win and say that team is, you know, done with for the season, maybe playoffs. But it's all about going out and getting that win now.
Obviously, CJ going to be, you know, I don't know how long, but we're a bit. Does that feel y'all as receivers got to pick up? You know, bring a little bit more.
Not really. You know, we still got backs in the backfield that can make plays. You know, saw what Book can do. Now you'll get a chance to see what Capri do. I done saw him, you know, both, you know, this year, and saw Capri a couple years now. So, you know, of course we're going to miss CJ. He's a great back, great leader, and a great guy to be around. And, you know, Coach Stouffville will have those guys ready to go. So it's not, you know, trying to do more on offense as receivers. It's doing your job and letting those guys do their job.
AFC West looking like it might be one of the strongest divisions in the NFL this year. I mean, how big is it to now try to get your first division win?
It's very big, you know, to put ourselves in a situation, to a position, you know, to go to the next step. So we need this one, and it's a must win for us, you know, especially after losing the first one.
Okay, thank you, DT.
Thanks, DT.
Thanks so much.